Hey, Mama. Do you desire to have a purpose-driven business? A business that's in alignment with who God has called you to be? If so, then today's episode is for you. In this episode, I sit down and chat with my friend, Jessica Negron Solis, who is a Christian business coach and the host of a Purposeful Brand podcast. I was actually a guest on her podcast too. Jessica is so amazing. Just chatting with her, getting to know her and everything has been so much fun. But she supports her clients with building a business rooted in their purpose. And in this episode, she shares so many great insights into what it actually means to build a purpose-driven business and how to partner with God to build the business He has called you to build. And she just shares so many great things. Like, you guys are going to want to make sure you have your notebook and pen out for this, just to jot some things down, because she really clarifies like what it means to create a purpose-driven business. You know, as Christians, we're probably familiar with like the Purpose-Driven Life book and those different things, but sometimes it can be confusing. Like, what does that actually mean? What does it look like in action? And so Jessica helps us to see what it is in action. So let's jump into today's episode. Hey, Mama, are you tired of feeling stressed and overwhelmed trying to grow your online business with your babies at home? You desire more flexibility in your day, allowing you to pour into your family, yourself, and your business without running yourself into the ground. Mama, you can build your dream business and do it in a way that fits your current season of life. And I'm going to show you exactly how. Welcome to the Mama Turned Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, daughter of the king, wife, mama of two, and life and business coach for mompreneurs. On this podcast, you will learn business strategies made for mamas just like you, who desire to be successful CEOs and fully present mamas without stress or overwhelm. So whether you're an entrepreneur who transitioned to a mompreneur or a mama turned mompreneur, I am here to support you. So grab your coffee, notebook, and pen, put in those earbuds, and let's dig in. All right, today on the Mama Turned Mompreneur podcast, I am sitting down to chat with Jessica Negron Solis, and we are talking all about creating a purpose-driven business. So Jessica, welcome to the show. Please tell us about yourself, who you are, what you do, and all about your family.
Hi, Andrea. Thank you so much for having me on here. I am so excited to be chatting with you today. So I am a Christian business coach, and I work with women and moms in business and really help them identify their purpose in entrepreneurship and building a business that's really rooted in their faith with Christ at the center of it. And I'm also the host of a Purposeful Brand podcast. And so that's a new project that I started probably about 4 months ago, and it's just been an absolute game changer for my business. And it's been a lot of fun being able to connect with other women and moms in business and being able to really help spread, you know, and bridge that gap between your faith and entrepreneurship, which is really the mission of the podcast. I have four kids. So I like to say I have two sets of kids, because my oldest two are 21 and 18. Actually, no, he just turned 19 a couple weeks ago. So I have a 21-year-old and a 19-year-old. And then I have two little ones, both three boys and one girl. And my two littles are 5 and 4. And so I homeschool them. They're home with me full time. So that's definitely something that I'm sure we'll talk about in a little bit here. But yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Okay, so kind of like before we get into the topic, how is that like to have the two older kids and the two younger kids? Like, how was that for you?
So there's definitely like pros and cons. Well, one of the things is when I say I have four kids, people usually imagine that I have four that I'm managing, I guess, full time, you know, four running around the house. And I'm like, well, not really, because I actually have two big ones that are fully self-sufficient. My oldest is already married. So having that, I think there's a 15-year gap from my oldest and then the I guess from the 5-year-old. Mm-hmm. And it was really just like starting over, like completely starting fresh. My kids were like a huge help. My older ones, they can babysit. They were able to, you know, like take care of the babies and like, you know, it was like an extra set of hands. So that was really helpful to have their help. Mm-hmm. And then also seeing like their relationship between the two of them, or, you know, when the older ones and the little ones, has been really cool. But yeah, it's starting over. It's like you're almost at the finish line and then you start the race again.
That's awesome. I mean, yeah, having the older ones to help out, I know that made a world of a difference, but I was like, yes. So you're really starting over when you're basically
absolutely.
Well, thank you for sharing. So I would love to hear more about like, what was your mompreneur journey? So like, how did you get started? What actually led you to start your business? Like, give us all the details.
Oh, that's a great question. So I actually started my entrepreneurship journey probably about 12 years ago. And I started with a camera as a photographer. And I actually had bought this camera just for the sole purpose of taking better pictures of my kids. Mm-hmm. At the time, we didn't have all of the, you know, the cell phone capabilities that we have now. And so I wanted to, you know, take better pictures of my kids. And so I started to learn the ins and outs of this camera. And I started to realize that I thought I was really good at it, even though mm-hmm. at the time I wasn't that great, but I thought I was. And it started just opening up new possibilities for me. And I was able to see things differently and realize that, you know, maybe I don't have to have the 9-to-5, or I don't have to, you know, be stuck at a desk all the time. Like, entrepreneurship can actually be a possibility for me. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, entrepreneurship was never even a thought. It was never something that I thought that I could do. And so that camera really just kind of opened that, you know, dream. It allowed me to dream. And so I started photographing weddings and high school seniors. And I did that for a few years. And then I moved from Ohio to Florida. And when I made that transition from Ohio to Florida, I took probably about a 3 or 4 year kind of break. And I went back into corporate and got a really great job. And that's where I met my husband. Mm-hmm. And then I had the two little ones and continued to pursue photography as a brand photographer at this point, and did really well with brand photography. Loved it. I still love it. I still shoot, you know, here and there. Mm-hmm. But the Lord at some point during my journey kind of led me in a different direction and really, just helping to guide other women and moms in business to really partner with him in their business mm-hmm. and, you know, just build purpose-driven businesses that are, you know, they're having more of an impact for other people's lives and more mission-based versus just doing something that is just for us, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. And I've seen your photography. You're really good. Checking out your website. I was like, ooh, look at her. That's awesome. And I love how like the Lord led you in a different direction. It's amazing. Like, we'll think like, oh, we're called to do one thing. And the Lord will be like, no, I want you to do this instead.
Yes. Yeah, that was definitely a journey. And it took me, I kind of fought him on that for a little bit, to be honest, because I had rooted so much of my identity as a photographer. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, well, that's a problem because that's not who I am. That's just a gift that was given to me.
Yeah.
And so I kind of like fought that pivot and that change. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, photography was the thing that led me into entrepreneurship. It was the thing that opened this whole world of possibilities for me. And so it was like, hold on, do I have to really give that up? Like, I love it. I'm really good at it, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what I've built everything on. All the education, everything that I've done up until this point has been to be a better photographer and learn about branding and, you know, all those things to be able to help my clients in that way. Yeah. And now we have to completely shift gears. It was almost like starting over again, just like with the kids. It was almost like starting over. Yeah,
I can relate. That's kind of like what the Lord recently did with me. Like, I still have the podcast production side of my business, but he shifted me into coaching. Mm-hmm. And like you, I fought him on it for the longest. And it's like, no, this is what I want you to do. So I could totally relate.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I would love to know, like, how do you infuse your faith and your relationship with Jesus into your business?
Yes, that's it. I love that question. This is actually something during the whole like pivot and when I kind of felt that transition from photography to coaching, that was something that actually came up with a lot of women. They were really confused on how do I actually like blend the two. And mm-hmm. the reality is that so many people believe that we have like these two boxes, and we have like our church box and then we have our business box, and they have to be separate. They don't mix. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that it's impossible for you to not mix the two of them. It's impossible for anything that you do outside of your home to not be rooted in your faith. And when mm-hmm. you're not aligned, then, you know, a lot of stress and all kinds of other things happen. So for me specifically, I do teach my clients how to build businesses that are rooted in their faith. Like I teach them how to partner with the Lord, mm-hmm. but not everyone has a business that's outwardly serving, you know, other Christian like entrepreneurs or Christians in general. Mm-hmm. And so when we're blending kind of like our faith and our business, it really comes down to the heart, your heart posture. And where are you leading from? Who are you going to for direction and for guidance? And who are you seeking for that wisdom and knowledge and who you're really supposed to be serving and where you're being led? So that's kind of like the heart and foundation of really kind of like blending those two.
Yeah, definitely. One thing I love as I listen to your podcast too, that you incorporate scripture into it. So it's like, mm-hmm. I see you infusing your faith and everything, and you like really use scripture to kind of like guide or direct like whatever like concept or topic you're mm-hmm. speaking on. So I think that's like such an amazing thing to do and a great example of that.
Yeah. And I think other, you know, entrepreneurs that maybe aren't serving, that maybe are, you know, they have a secular business. Mm-hmm. You don't have to infuse the scripture, but it's where are you leading from?
Yeah.
And I think that's what, because I've actually had a lot of women that have asked me, well, do I need to post scriptures to my social media feeds? Like, do I need to put a scripture in my bio? Or mm-hmm. like, what do I need to do for so people know that I'm a Christian? Like, what do I need to do so that I am having this faith-based business? And mm-hmm. It all comes down to, it's like, what sets you apart?
Yep.
There should be something that without any scripture, without you ever mentioning that you are a Christian, faith-based entrepreneur, et cetera, there should be something that sets you apart from everybody else. Mm-hmm. And that comes with how you show up, how you treat people, your customer journey, you know, where are you really leading from? So I believe that, like, don't get so tripped up. I know a lot of women get so tripped up on that part. Mm-hmm. And it's really just like your heart posture and the foundation of everything that you're doing and how you're serving others.
Yes. Yeah. The Bible says we're known by our fruit. And so just how you show up in your business and like you said, like how you serve and everything mm-hmm. that like just being the light of the world, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I know you talk a lot about like a having a purpose-driven business. And so I would love for you to share like what that means to you.
Yes. So a purpose-driven business is essentially you're leading with your values and a deeper sense of who you serve and how you operate your business. And as Christians, it's aligning your business with God's plan and purpose and entering into a partnership with Him. And so this is allowing Him to, your purpose is, you know, it's more than just financial gain. It's about how you're impacting others. And so it becomes more than just us and more than just, you know, what can we gain from business, but more so how can we serve others and how can we impact others in their lives and in their relationships and their businesses and such. And so it becomes more of a impact driven versus like self driven.
Yes, yes, I absolutely love that. And I think that's so important. And I feel like that's what people are craving more nowadays. Like,
yes,
they want to know, like, what type of impact can you help them make in their business and, you know, the people they serve and everything. And that's so important.
Absolutely.
So kind of sticking with that topic, like, how can we be intentional in creating a purpose-driven business?
Oh, that's a great question. I think one very like practical thing is actually a very foundational piece of your business. And that is writing out your value statement, your mission statement, your ideal client, like who is that best client that you're here to serve, and writing all of that out on paper, in your Google Doc or wherever you've got that, and then leading from that. So everything will tie back to your values and who you're serving and how you want to show up. And those are all really like your basic like branding foundation. So really having a dialed down branding foundation set in place that's rooted in your purpose and that aligns with, you know, the impact that you want to make through your business. And so then anything that you create, whether it's offers, social media content, lead magnets, podcasts, et cetera, if it's not aligned with your values, your mission, et cetera, then you know, okay, that's not the right direction that I should be going into. So really the foundation is having those branding foundations in place and that vision of, you know, who you're serving and what your greater impact really is. And then everything leads from there.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like having those things mapped out ahead of time, like it's going to give you so much clarity in your
yes.
messaging and even like drive the type of content you create. Like that's one of the things I push my clients to do is like incorporate your values in your content because that's how you're going to attract those best fit clients and everything.
Yes.
But it's like you said, you got to map that out first so that way
yes.
you can drive everything in your business.
And I think that's a place that a lot of people, they forget to start there. And they start with, okay, well, I have this offer. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to throw this offer together. And then they're, like you said, they're lacking so much clarity because they don't know what direction they're heading in because they miss such a foundational piece of their business. You cannot build on I like to say you can't build on a rocky foundation and your beliefs, values, mission, purpose, all of that is the foundation of your business. And so that needs to be in place before you can move forward, at least move forward with clarity and confidence and such.
Exactly. Okay, so we're going to switch gears a little bit.
Yeah.
So you are a homeschooling mama, which I think is so amazing. and so I would love to know like how you actually navigate homeschooling your children and building your business, because I know for me, that's something I'm thinking about. My kids are still a little bit on the younger side, but we're definitely leaning towards homeschooling. And I know a lot of the mamas in my community, they're either thinking about it or they're like in the beginning stages of it. So please like share like, you know, how you go about doing it.
Yeah, I think the first thing with like anything that you do that it's one, it's going to be hard. But the first thing is really having a deep why and why you are pursuing this avenue versus, you know, traditional schooling. Because it's going to be tough in the beginning. And it may always kind of be tough. It's always going to be kind of like a work in progress. So having that deep sense of why is going to help when, you know, the days are hard. As far as navigating, so we actually just started homeschooling this past year. So we're in the first year of homeschooling. And so I have 5-year-old and 4-year-old. So they're still young. And homeschooling like little ones, it's relatively easy because a lot is done through like play and, you know, being outside and all kinds of different things. So there's not a lot of like, I guess, formal curriculum, but I've had to navigate having them home full time because previously they were in preschool. They were, you know, I had that time when they were outside of the house for a few days a week and I had a solid 8 hour, you know, quote unquote work day. And so now that they're home all the time, it really started with, you know, just one, giving myself a lot of grace. Mm-hmm. And then two, just kind of like experimenting in trial and error to figure out what really works best for me, because mm-hmm. what works best for me is going to be completely different for you or anybody else listening. Everyone is different. The way we operate is different. The way our kids even like to learn is different. I have two completely different learners, like completely different learners. And so it took me some time to really navigate, how do I teach two kids that they don't operate the same way. Mm-hmm. And so right now it kind of looks like morning time I wake up early, and this is something that I didn't always do, but I now wake up early before the boys even wake up because I need that time to ground myself, get in prayer, and just breathe before mm-hmm. the chaos kind of starts. Yes. And so I wake up early, and then it's, you know, just breakfast and normal things, kind of like morning routine type stuff. Mm-hmm. And I try to knock out schooling as early as possible. And then the rest of the day, it's really kind of like, what do we have planned? You know, plan. So keeping a plan of action, like a week, 2 weeks ahead of time, so I know what my schedule is going to look like. Mm-hmm. And really just kind of navigating with them being home. They've been really good with me. You know, when I have to come to the office, they're really good with entertaining themselves and playing mm-hmm. on their own, being okay with being interrupted, because mm-hmm. it's gonna happen. Like, yes. It's just not, you know, not something that you can avoid. And I work a lot in the evenings too, when my husband is home, and when I'm like on the weekends. And so it's kind of like very similar to like if you have little ones. I know I've heard you talk about your kind of like schedule.
Yeah.
Your working schedule, because you have little ones at home full time. So it's really just kind of like navigating really them just being home all the time. So as mm-hmm. as they get older, I'm sure it's going to get easier. They'll get more independent. But then again, they'll probably also have more curriculum and things that you have to teach them. So it's a lot of trial and error and just trying to really find your groove. Mm-hmm. And I still feel like I think we're, you know, 6 months in or around there, and I'm still trying to find my groove and figure out what works for us and, you know, tweaking things along the way. But it's mm-hmm. just been a lot of, I've had to be really intentional with the work that I'm doing and really look at my business. And just at the end of 2023, I had to look and say, okay, some things have to go, and because they're not serving me right now. And so I need this time to be open, and I need to be more intentional. And where can I put my efforts where I'm going to get, you know, the biggest bang for my time, and really kind of, just looking at what that looks like for me personally in my life. So yeah, it's been an interesting journey. It's for sure been interesting. And that's also something that I fought the Lord on for a couple of years. He called me to homeschool 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no way. I am not a homeschooling mom. Like, I never wanted this. It is truly not something that I ever wanted. But he called me, and finally I was like, okay, like, I'll do it. And I made my plan. I made actually a 2-year plan. So mm-hmm. it would have been when the little one enters kindergarten. So 2025, I had a 2-year plan that I was going to, you know, become this organized mom, and mm-hmm. I was going to hit these milestones in my business, and I was going to, you know, check all these boxes. And that was not his plan. And so so he was just like, threw me in the deep end. But mm-hmm. yeah, it's been interesting and good. So I definitely, if that is something that the Lord is calling you to, just really kind of like lean into that and find community.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing. And yeah, a big part of it is being flexible and just going with the flow and everything. And like you, just even going into this year, I had to like restructure things in my business because I recently shared on the podcast, like my son was diagnosed with autism the end of last year. And so we had to really shift things in our lives, especially with like he's doing speech therapy, OT, all of these different things. And so even like making the decision to not take on more monthly management clients for the podcast production side of my business and lean more into coaching and doing like more digital products and stuff. So like my business requires less of me, like less done for you and everything. And it was hard. Because like you, I had this whole plan. I was like, okay, I'm going to do this, going to do that. Lord is like, nope, you're not. So a big part of it is flexibility and just showing yourself, like you said, a lot of grace because it's going to be a learning experience. And especially like with each new season, like you said, as the kids get older, they may be more independent, but then their curriculum is a lot more challenging.
So, you said it right. Flexibility and giving yourself a lot of grace is probably the two biggest things because, I mean, and with motherhood in general, we need to be flexible and give ourselves grace. And when you throw in a business and working from home where you don't, you're not able to leave and get your work done and kind of turn that, flip that switch. And so you have to give yourself a lot of grace and really look at and be honest with yourself, like, what can I take on? What can't I take on? What needs to go? Maybe I need to restructure my offers, like you said, and just lean into being okay with the change. I love how the Lord, like, he'll throw you in before you even feel ready.
Yes.
You're like kicking and screaming and he's like, no, nope, you're going in now.
Yes, definitely.
But, you know, for one thing that I've always learned is that he never lets me drown. You know, he always has my back and there's always a plan and a purpose that he has. And so when things kind of get crazy and they, you know, feel scary, I can always like lean into knowing that he's got it and he's going to take care of it. So,
definitely. Okay. So as we wrap up, one question I like to ask all the mamas who come on my podcast is, what is your number one mompreneur hack?
Oh my gosh. My number one mompreneur hack. I would say, can I say TV?
No. Man, I am going to be so transparent. Miss Rachel, she babysits my kids.
Oh my gosh. When, you know, I would love to like say like there's like this perfect morning basket and all these other things, but when I really need to get something done, when I'm on a deadline and I need some time, I'll put like an educational, like YouTube has so many like learning videos. Mm-hmm. So I count it as like school plus, you know, they are entertained. So I think aside from, you know, putting a show on for them, really just having flexibility in my schedule and knowing what tasks need my full attention and what task I can kind of do while I'm being interrupted. And so knowing those, I'm able to kind of like hack my day a little bit so that I can get more done in the in between moments and stuff. So
definitely. Those are two of my go-tos as well. I try to make sure to create a lot of white space in my day. That makes a world of a difference.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Jessica. This was such a great conversation. But before we get off, please tell my audience where they can connect with you and learn more about your services.
Yes, absolutely. You can find me on the podcast at A Purposeful Brand. And then you can connect with me on Instagram is where I hang out the most. And that's JessicaN.Solis. And I'd love to connect with any of the listeners. Like if you have questions, just feel free to send me a DM. I love chatting on there.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I'll make sure to link all of that in the show notes.
Thank you so much, Andrea.
No problem. Well, Mama, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. If you enjoyed today's episode, will you do me a favor and follow the podcast and leave a review? Hitting that follow button and sharing your thoughts about the podcast are the best ways to ensure that other mamas like you find this show. Your review also lets me know if you're enjoying this podcast, so make sure to share your thoughts before you go. All right, Mama, I'll catch you in the next episode.